Pastor Greg Locke repents as he scrubs thousands of videos from Facebook to help collateral damage. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Rayshon Blyden here. Go to raydog.com or politicalbombshow.com. Click on support us or go in the stores there to help. I don't know what this story is about. I just read the headline. I don't like to read it ahead of time so you can get my initial feelings on particular subject. This one, my mind is already going there, and I hope that it is not the case, but let's read. Pastor Greg Locke repents, scrubs thousands of videos from Facebook to minimize collateral damage. Nearly 4 months after revealing that he got too involved with politics to the point where it was overshadowing his ministry, Pastor Greg Locke, the internet famous leader of Global Vision Bible Church in Mount Juliet, Tennessee, announced that he scrubbed thousands of videos with billions of views from his Facebook page to minimize some of the collateral damage they caused. We took down thousands of videos, took about 3 or 4 days, deleted every one of them, Locke told his congregation in his Sunday message posted on Facebook. Well, good. My mind went to a Catholic type mindset with altar boys, if you know what I mean, but I'm glad that it's not that. All of them, and all the rants, not because of what I said was wrong, but because when I became a man, I put away childish things, and I've learned to say things better. Locke, who began sharing content on his Facebook page, I admit I need to do some scrubbing myself because my walk was very dark and I'm not that way anymore. I still struggle, but I am not anywhere near how I was 5 years ago, never mind 10 or 20 years ago. I've changed from that person, so that's a plus. Maybe it is a good diet, but the problem is, though, and I've said this before, once something is on the internet, it is infinite, it's forever. Because when you put something on the internet, there's so many millions of people, someone have downloaded it. I mean, you even have sites like, what do you call it, Wayback Machine or whatever you call it, where you can go back in time to when a website was in, whatever years ago, and you can see it. I've used that before. In fact, in one of my stories I did, one of my shows where someone was slandering me, and I sent a cease and desist, and I did a story, and I showed what they were saying about me, but they did take it down and change it. Anyway, he says here, a video post on Facebook on April 22, 2016, criticizing Target for its then new policy of allowing men to enter women's bathrooms and dressing rooms. I don't see anything wrong with that. That's true. Maybe it's the way how he said it, but still, he's not wrong. He is now well known for his outspoken support. See, I'm outspoken as well. Of hardline conservative positions on issues such as abortions. Yeah, I don't know why. I honestly I wouldn't have scrubbed it. That's fine. I would not have scrubbed those things at all. You know, I would scrub things like if I, like some of my random thoughts when I used to drink too much. Now those I can scrub, but things where I'm talking about politics and my Christian belief, no, I wouldn't scrub those at all. I wouldn't scrub those at all. The Tennessee pastor, who is also an outspoken supporter of Trump, was present outside of the U.S. Capitol during January 6, 2021 riot and told his congregation that the only way he gets political again is if God tells him to. I promise you, my word will be for Jesus, not for any candidate. It just won't. So some of you are going to have to get past, or at least if you're going to stick around, you're going to have to get past the notion that because we're coming into an important year, that he's not going to do politics, basically is what he's saying there. He's not going to do politics. So I will leave a link in the description if you want to read the rest of this article here. But in plain English, he's saying he's not going to do politics anymore. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. Help us grow. Go to raydog.com or politicalbouncer.com. Click on support us or any of the stores and grab our merch there. I will see you in the next one.